in the book of Luke, in chapter number 1, and I want to read these three verses. In chapter number 1, beginning with verse number 11, stand with me, let me read these. We'll focus on the Bible. In verse number 11 in chapter number 1 says, "And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense." In verse number 19, the Bible said, "And the angel answering said unto him, I am Gabriel that stand in the presence of God and am sent to speak unto thee and to show these glad tidings." And then in verse number 26, "And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth." Let me read on. "To a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive and in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus." Our Father, we bow in your divine presence, Lord, today, thanking you for all your blessings. We thank you, Lord, for your love and mercy. We thank you for the privilege that we have to be able to come into your house one more time. Thank you for the church. Thank you for these that are bound with us. Lord, I pray this morning, Father, for the needs of these people. Lord, I pray today, Lord, that you'd meet those needs. Lord, if there be one here lost, I pray for salvation for their soul. Lord, if there's somebody here today, maybe they're discouraged. Lord, I pray for encouragement for their soul. Lord, maybe there's somebody here this morning, Lord, that has been depressed, and Lord, they're down and out. Father, I pray this morning for hope that you'd lift them. We pray now, Father, again, that you'd anoint us afresh with fresh oil. Give us power to preach words, Lord, to say today. Lord, to these people, we ask you now to go with us. And what you do for us, we'll be careful to thank you. We'll praise you for all you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I read to you this morning in these verses about Gabriel and the angel of the Lord coming and speaking. And I want to talk to us this morning, if God will help me, for a few minutes on a special delivery. I want to talk to us on that thought for a few minutes this morning on the special delivery. There's no doubt now, people of faith believe in the Lord Jesus Christ being the Son of God, coming through a virgin birth and being born into this world for a purpose to save people from their sin. That was his main purpose, to come. But I want you to note a few things that I read here this morning. Maybe I talk to us today about a special delivery. There's difference between a delivery and a special delivery. Special delivery has to be handled. Brother Willis, you being in the mail business for a lot of years, and many of you have gotten mail over the years, and some of it was delivered to you, but you knew how that it was different when it came special delivery. Yeah. You knew that somebody on the other end had a special intent to get you that message, rather it was in the form of a letter or perhaps a gift, and God delivered them both to us under special anointing and special delivery. Amen. The Bible tells us that Gabriel, the angel of the Lord, came from God, from the presence of God, to deliver a message unto Zacharias, and then he also delivered especially and a special delivery to for a message that was given to Mary, the mother of Jesus. And many times in the Bible, that's what this book is all about, is the special delivery that God had given to man. But he not only delivered that special delivery to Zacharias and to Elizabeth and Mary and Joseph, but he delivered that to all of us, to the whole world. It was a special delivery. How we know that this delivery, this special delivery, this gift that was given from God, was an expensive gift. Amen. It was the very best that God had. It was to give unto you. The Bible said a child is born, a son is given, born unto you, and a Savior is given unto you. And so we know this morning that it was a special delivery. The Bible said, he tells us that he called it glad tidings, good news. Gabriel told Zacharias and Elizabeth that this was good news. It was a good tidings. And when we read in the Bible in chapter number 2, when the shepherds were out on, in chapter number 1, where the or 2, where the shepherds were out on the mountainside tending to the sheep. And the Bible said the angels of the Lord broke through heaven and began to sing of this good tidings and great joy that was given to the people. And that salvation has come and joy has entered into the world. And light of God has been revealed to all of them that lived in darkness. I thank God this morning for that special delivery. Peter said it was an unspeakable gift. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. And it's been preached about, told about, talked about, sung about, read about. And oh, I say to you this morning, it's unspeakable. Amen. It's an unspeakable joy that God has given unto you and I this morning. Amen. A special delivery from above. Not from earth, but from above. Given to us special and for a special reason and for a special purpose. The Bible tells us that this delivery was a delivery of joy that was given to people of sadness. You may be here this morning and your heart's broken. I don't know the things that you're going through, the things that you're facing in the future, nor the things that you have been affected by in the past. And maybe even today, you're pondering in your mind the things that have happened to you in your lifetime that brought sadness. I've got good news for you. There's been a special delivery laid in your heart this morning. That joy has come into the world. Hallelujah. To fill those sad days. To fill you with your life with joy. Joy has come to take away the sadness. Amen. This morning, what a special time of year. What a special delivery God has given to you today. My friend, not only does he bring joy, but Mary proclaimed that he brought mercy to the nation of Israel. And he brought mercy to those who feel like that they've been troubled. My friend, listen. A mercy can take away that trouble, that burden. I believe Mary, when she began in her song in verse number 46 and following, she begins to describe the delivery that was given unto you. The Bible said he has showed strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent empty away. He hath opened his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy. At the time of trouble, amen, he brought mercy. I tell you, it's in those times when we feel undeserving. It's in those times when we feel like that we deserve what we get. But thank God for mercy. Amen. Special delivery wrapped in swaddling clothes. The gift of mercy for all them in trouble with a troubled heart. He brings mercy when you feel like it's over, when you feel like it's the end. Mercy has come undeserving from God that we did not deserve the mercies of God. Amen. He come this morning. In this message that I'm trying to convey to you, when he brought peace, amen. He brought peace to those that's in sorrow, that's struggling. What a delivery the Bible calling the Prince of Peace. That's what we need today, amen, is peace in a troubled world. A peace that may take over our sorrow. The Bible said a man of sorrow took upon himself our sorrow. Amen. That we through him could have peace, real peace, true peace. Doesn't come from the world. Amen. That in the world is false peace. It only lasts for a little while. But he gives true peace, the kind of peace. Even if you're in the middle of the sorrow, in the middle of your struggles, he brings peace when he calms the sea, the troubled waters, and says, peace, be still. His sweet voice comes in our heart and brings peace. Nothing, nothing will soothe a troubling soul in their sorrow anymore than to hear the words, peace be unto you. Oh, the Lord Jesus come, peace and goodwill to all men. Thank God for his delivery that he's given unto you and I. Amen. The Lord Jesus has brought grace. Grace for those with thorns. Amen. Paul, the Bible said, had a thorn in his flesh, a thorn in his side. I want to tell you, life is not without the thorns. Don't you think for 1 minute that life is without the thorns. The song says, the rose among the thorns, where we have those lives, where it's always sticking us. Everywhere we turn, the thorns are there. But the Apostle Paul just came to the conclusion that the thorns were not going to be taken away, but God would give him sufficient grace. Well, hallelujah! To help him through the thorns of life and to give him sufficient grace to carry him through a special delivery. Grace unto you, peace. Joy, thank God, is given through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Boy, I'm telling you, I'm doing everything I can how to quit to keep from having a show enough running a fit this morning. Thank God for the delivery. Brother Fillmore, you talked about going to the mailbox with your bare feet how to check the mail. From above. Thank God it's already paid for. You don't have to pay for it. It's the greatest gift. Eternal life through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. But then he also gives salvation for the sin. Amen. Salvation for the sin. His name shall be called Jesus. Amen. And he shall save. Of that word, Jeshua, means salvation of the Lord. He's come to save the world. Amen. From their sin. Now you think about that. He said he come to save his people from their sin. Amen. Never again will sin ever taint. Never again will sin ever come in. Thank God. There's a spot in your soul that sin cannot affect nor enter. It's perfect in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's saved from our sins. Sin can never again reign and rule in that place anymore. There's a place in me that cannot sin.
Amen.
This right here will sin.
Yes.
But that he saved cannot sin.
Amen.
Amen. Write that on the heart and in all your heart.
Yeah.
Amen. It is saved from your sins.
Yeah.
Amen. Sin never has any more claims nor hold on that area in your life where his salvation has come in. Rest assured, when the final breath is delivery. That's going back to God.
Amen.
Woo! Whence it came.
Yeah.
This old outer man's going to perish, and it's going back. But that on the inside, that's special because of the delivery. Amen. It's going back to be with God. Yeah. Perfected all in His Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I feel sorry for people. I feel sorry for people that don't have that claim in their soul.
Amen.
I didn't get saved by any good thing that I've done. Neither did you. Nor can any bad thing that I've done take it away from me. It's a gift. My daddy used to always tell me when I was growing up. He said, now if you get a gift, you're not ever allowed to give it away or sell it. My daddy was a drunk. And he knew that. He knew that a gift was supposed to be cherished. And he knew that you're not supposed to give it away, nor are you supposed to sell it. I wonder where he got that from. The older that I get, the more precious it is. I can't give it away, and I can't sell it.
Amen.
It was delivered to me special as a 16-year-old boy. An old-fashioned revival meeting. It come down from above.
Yeah.
There ain't enough devils in this world that can take it away from me. Amen. He give me salvation for my sins and from my sins.
Amen.
This morning, every man, woman, boy, and girl has available to them by special delivery the gift of God. Eternal life that's brought by His Son Jesus and through Him. Could you imagine what Elizabeth must have thought? And Zacharias must have thought. The Bible said they were up in age, past childbearing. And Gabriel said, Zacharias, I have come from, my name's Gabriel. I've come from the presence of God. I've come to deliver you a message. I've been sent from God. You're going to have a son. Zacharias, the Bible said, didn't believe it. And the angel struck him dumb. And he came out, beckoning with his hands, trying to speak. But he couldn't speak because he did not believe the angel. But it didn't curb John being born one hour.
Amen.
Because it was a special delivery.
Yeah.
It came from God that cannot lie. And He brought him into this world. The Bible said while he was 6 months in his mother's womb, Mary, the angel, the same angel, came down from God and said, Mary, I'm Gabriel. I got a message for you. You're going to have a child. By the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. You're going to call His name Jesus.
Amen.
And she packs everything up and she goes back to Elizabeth. And while she's on her way, she's pondering.
Yeah.
Pondering means to bring things together.
Yeah.
To put it all together into one where she can make sense of it. And he said, and while she was thinking, she had went over to Elizabeth and she began to tell Elizabeth and John. Linked in her womb.
Amen.
Amen. Special delivery.
Yeah.
Elizabeth had a special delivery.
Yeah.
Mary had a special delivery. Wow, what a baby.
Amen.
Woo! Hallelujah. The Son of God. The Son of Man. What a Savior.
Yes,
what a Savior. This morning, He's special. Peter called Him precious. Mary pondered all these things. Said, how could these things be, seeing I know not a man? Joseph and her was a spouse.
Yes.
That word spouse means to woo or to win. He was over here wooing Mary.
Yeah.
He was trying to win her. And asking her hand in marriage.
Yeah.
That's what he's going. going to do.
Yeah.
He had done wooder, wilder, and wonder. And he's coming now to put the ring on the finger.
Yeah, right.
But all of a sudden, the angel come forth and says, now, she's going to be with child.
Right.
Oh. But don't worry about it. It's of God.
Yeah.
It's special.
Yeah.
Say, go ahead, put the ring on the finger.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
This morning, have you been to your mailbox? Have you looked? There's something special in there. Miss D calls me on the phone. She'll say, William, I'm off somewhere, way off somewhere. And she'll say, I forgot to tell you. She said, they're coming and bringing a package, putting it on the front porch. I said, well, what is it? She said, none of your business. She said, you just need to get it before somebody else gets it.
Yeah, amen.
I said, okay. Well, I may be here, an hour away.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
All I got on my mind is get it before they do.
Yeah.
So I load up and head that way to get the gift before they do.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can get it before they do this morning.
Amen.
It's for you.
Yes, sir.
It's your door.
Yeah.
Open the door.
Amen.
You might find something in there.
That's right.
That'll be worth everything to you.
Yes.
And it will be. It'll be the greatest gift ever known.
Thank you, Lord.
And it'll be special. Delivered to you.
Yeah.
By God.
Amen.
That's not a special delivery. However, one is just saying this morning.
Yeah.